So I was gonna try and make this video all cute, but I got about 20 minutes before I have to head to the gym so that I can get everything that I need done today. It is Friday, February 16th, 2024. We are in Detroit, Michigan. It is sunny outside. The sun is kissing. And today is I'm getting back in the gym. I've been reminiscing on a time in my life. Hold on. Okay, so I've been reminiscing over a time in my life where I used to get up at 4 a.m. to go to a 5 a.m. Orange Theory fitness class. I lived in Jersey. This is when I was living in Bayonne. I am from New York. I just need to make sure that I preface that, because if you are new to this channel, you don't know that I'm from New York. Originally from Brooklyn, also grew up in Long Island from New York, but I did cross the bridge as an adult to save some money. And when I was in Bayonne, there was an Orange Theory Fitness maybe about half a mile away, if that. At that time, I was also in a relationship with a man who was a marathon runner and would run all the time. And in this relationship and before, I have a thing with gaining and losing weight, and weight gain is something that I've dealt with since I graduated from high school, that freshman 15. I gained a lot of weight in that relationship to the point that I was no longer sexually aroused. I didn't really love what I was looking at. My discipline in other areas were lacking. And so there was something that I needed to do about it. So I had started doing my little walks and doing all the things. And then one day, my ex says — he wasn't my ex then, we were together — he says, "How about you get up and do the 5 a.m. classes?" I said I would have to get up at 4 a.m. Mind you, I'm the type of person that college, I would sleep till noon. Early 20s, I could sleep till noon, no problem, okay? Sleep in. So getting up at that time is crazy. And I was a freelance makeup artist. So like, if I didn't have a gig and I was working from home, who is getting up that early? He said, "Yo, take it like this. You get up, you go work out at 5 a.m. Think about who's in that class. Bosses work out at 5 a.m. They work out before the sun comes up." That was a really good motivation for me, because I'm all about being a boss. So he knew exactly what to say to get me motivated to go. But then I also thought of a time where I had a friend that was really big into fitness. And he was talking about how when you get up before the sun, when your body naturally rises with the sun, your body pulls the energy from the sun. And you actually have more energy going into your day getting up that early than if you would have gotten up later. And that always stuck with me, because I was like, that is a lot of discipline for somebody to be able to get up and do all of the things. Man, let me tell you, when that opportunity came, when that challenge came, when my ex challenged me to that, I was like, let's see. I don't know what's gonna happen. I have no idea what's gonna happen, but we're gonna see and we're gonna do it. And I did that joint for a whole summer. Cut to me at Orange Theory getting it, okay? And with that discipline, there were so many things that came from that discipline. And that's why I wanted to do this video, because there might be something that you wanna tackle that's absolutely insane, that you don't know if you'll be able to do it. I have had the life experience of me just trying, me attempting, me doing it one day and then another day and then another day, and one foot in front of the other, has given me crazy, crazy results. So in this video, I'm going to talk about the three things that literally that came as a result of the summer that I woke up at 4 a.m. So the 4 a.m. morning routine was pretty tough the first few days. It was pretty tough waking up. But once my body started to feel results of what I was doing, it became easy. It became easier because it became more rewarding. The first thing that was a result of it is that my body now naturally wakes up at about 8 o'clock, no matter what I'm doing. my body jumps up at 8. Now, this is someone, I am someone that my body, the earliest my body would jump up by itself was 11. I would need an alarm if I wanted to get up any earlier than that. Because I took a summer and I got up at 4 a.m. every morning to go work out and get my day ready, my body is on a natural cadence of getting up as the sun is rising, which is something that has been so beneficial to my life because it gives me more time to be up before everybody else is up, number one. I'm not as groggy when I have to get up early, and I have more of an easy wake up because my body is just naturally flowing and waking up before I actually have to be up. So my mornings are more pleasant. That's like the big takeaway of it all. So I left you with that one. I have about 5 minutes before I need to be walking out the door to go to the gym. I'm gonna take y'all with me. We're gonna get ready. We're gonna put our coats on and we out. All right. Being able to get up that early had me in rooms with people that I just wouldn't normally be able to get to know intimately. And it made my experience living in that neighborhood really good because it felt like cheers, like everybody knew your name, you know what I mean? So it also made me feel unstoppable. Like there is nothing that I can't do. If I can get up at 4 a.m., there's nothing that I cannot do. So that is one of the things that waking up at 4 a.m. instilled in me and how it transformed my life. I'm lost, y'all. I don't know why I'm always lost. I am always lost. Don't never know how to get into nowhere. I would just go into this other door and see what's up because we gonna figure this out because I gotta work out. Just left the gym, and one thing that came to my mind about my 4 a.m. wake ups is that, like, the way I'm feeling right now, I feel like I really accomplished something. Like, I have other things on the list to do today, but if I did nothing else today, this would be enough. I'm really like contemplating if I'm gonna go to this museum because I don't have enough time to like decompress and then get back into the swing of things. So I might just have to plan a trip to Detroit to do all the sightseeing. This is the pressures that I feel of like traveling, trying to do all the things, but like this was a tough city for me. But getting in the back of the groove of things. And so the 4 a.m. wake ups, I'm not saying people who wake up early are better, but what I am saying is that they're a different breed of people. They're usually people who run businesses. They're usually bosses. And so when I was going into these classes at 5 a.m., I was rubbing elbows with the neighborhood people who own businesses and making connections that way in my neighborhood. Like, people that I wouldn't normally have a chance to like get to know. All right, so I'm about to head to the theater, but I wanted to wrap it up and let y'all know the third thing that waking up at 4 a.m. taught me. Like, it literally taught me that I am a beast and that I can do anything, because who gets up at 4 a.m.?
And there is a discipline that was instilled that summer. Now, it's about 3 years ago that I did that. There's a discipline that was instilled that summer that is unstoppable. My body has muscle memory from that summer. My body is able to get up with the sun. I am able to maximize opportunities because of the discipline that I've been able to instill from that summer. And I have connections that I made from that summer till this day. So if there is anything that you want to tackle that's going to change the game for you, I urge you to go and do it. It will change everything. I keep using the word change, but like, if you want to see any difference in your life, you got to change and switch some things up. So I took a challenge, I did it, and now I'm better for it. So go get it. Go get whatever you got to get. Like, period. Period. And if it's 4 a.m. wake ups, do it for a week and see what happens. You know what I'm saying? Just do it for a week. Trust me. All right. I forgot. I'll see you next video. Make sure you like, you subscribe, you do all them things. Because I'm pushing this art out, yo. Pushing it out. Do all the things. All right. Now I'm going.